AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Ireland, President Trump is talking about a meeting later today in Washington with Mexican officials about his tariff threat.
I think Mexico has to step up, and if they don't, tariffs will go on, and if they go high, the companies are going to move back into the United States. That's all. It's very simple.
The president has threatened a 5% tariff starting next week if Mexico doesn't toughen its immigration stand at the border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this tariff could hurt the U.S. and Mexico.
This is dangerous territory. This is not a way to treat a friend. It's not a way to deal with immigration. It's not a way to meet the humanitarian needs at the border.
And Pelosi says the tariff threat is a distraction from the Mueller report. President Trump was in Portsmouth, England earlier today for a ceremony the day before the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Over Normandy, some soldiers who went through it all were back in action. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Tom Rice was again on a transport plane above France, and just like he did as a young paratrooper in 1944, he jumped. In a field below, a crowd cheered as Rice floated.
Okay,
sir. Okay. Yeah.
And landed. Flashing a thumbs up, Rice says the D-Day jump was his worst ever.
That was hard going.
75 years later.
Beautiful jump, beautiful flight. Everything was perfect.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The Trump administration says it is ending medical research by government scientists using human fetal tissue. Some scientists object, saying some health problems can't be studied any other way. In Las Vegas, a lawsuit accusing soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo of rape has been dropped, but a federal lawsuit filed in January by the same woman is still active. A critical care doctor in Columbus, Ohio, William Husel, is charged with murder in the deaths of 25 hospital patients. Prosecutors say they were deliberately given overdoses of painkillers. This is AP Radio News. In about 2 weeks, the Rolling Stones will be back on the road.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones say they are thrilled to be opening for the Rolling Stones as the No Filter Tour starts up again at Chicago's Soldier Field on June 21st. Whiskey Myers will open the second Chicago date on June 25th. The tour runs through August. Other openers include Gary Clark Jr., The Revivalists, The Wombats, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Kaleo. Juanes does the final date in Miami on August 31st. The tour was delayed in March after Mick Jagger needed medical treatment. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
An expedition by the Nepal government to Mount Everest removed 24,000 pounds of garbage and four dead bodies from the world's highest mountain. Things like food wrappings, cans, bottles, and empty oxygen cylinders were collected. Some of it was covered by snow and only exposed as the temperatures rose. The four bodies on Everest were exposed by melting snow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.